Asperger's patients are believed to have a high-functioning form of autism. They often have normal or above-normal IQs, but they tend to retreat into their own worlds and miss social cues. Some display obsessive-compulsive tendencies, and many battle depression. Asperger's syndrome is known as an invisible disorder because you can't tell right away that someone has it. But parents of children with Asperger's syndrome seem to know instinctively that something isn't quite right.
Well, you kind of always know there's something different about your child.
Kay Donnelly's 7-year-old son, Carver, went undiagnosed for several years.
When I took him to preschool, I'd take my younger son and him, and I would drop him off, and all the children would run. And I would drop my younger son off, and they'd all come to him, hi. And you know there's something wrong, and you wonder, why can't they make friends? Something is there, even though they're so smart.
Donnelly struggled with her questions until one day it all made sense.
And I happened to be reading the newspaper one day, like a Dear Abby column, and a lady was asking about it, and I read it, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's him. And it was just like a eureka moment.
She got on the internet and started Googling Asperger's syndrome. She found Mitchell's Place, a new treatment facility in Birmingham. Today, Donnelly spends more than 4 hours on the road each week to bring Carver to the after-school program at Mitchell's Place. He's one of about a half dozen kids between ages 7 and 12 who come here twice a week to learn critical social skills.
He has to learn step by step, kind of like playing a piano, how to get along with other children, how to meet other children, how to make friends, because he wants friends really badly, but he has no idea how to do it.
So Ms. Frazier, do circle time.
Making things tougher, Carver has difficulty hearing and, as a result, speaking. His mother says the program teaches Carver how to notice his peers and how to get along with them, something most people know instinctively. Asperger's children need to be taught these skills.
All right. 1, 2, 3, all eyes on me.
Fran Camille is Carver's teacher. Today, the children are learning about handling their feelings of anger.
What emotion have we been talking about, Chase?
Anger.
Anger. We've been talking about anger. And raise your hand if you can tell me.
Children with Asperger's often become angry and frustrated because of their inability to connect with their peers.
What can we do to calm down? Alex reminded us to take deep breaths. Sometimes that helps people, doesn't it? Let's all take a deep breath.
Learning skills to deal with feelings of frustration and anger will help these children get along better with their peers. Learning to take turns, to be considerate of one another's thoughts and feelings, is also critical to friendship building. According to the experts, children with autism and Asperger's are uncomfortable making new friends because they don't know how.
I need you to pick a buddy.
No, buddy, please.
Not a choice. I mean, you have to do it, okay?
I want to play by myself now.
Well, we're going to play with a buddy.
The children choose someone to play with. Some choose to ride on swings. Others enjoy slides. Teachers guide them every step of the way.
Okay, so go ask David what he wants to do. He's already going down the slide, Chase.
The early learning program we modeled after Auburn University's program for kids with autism, but the after-school program, there's nothing like it anywhere in the country.
Executive Director of Mitchell's Place, Dr. Matthew Remick, says the after-school program is pioneering new ways of integrating social skills into a child's life.
It's a breath of fresh air to see these kids making friends and enjoying themselves and looking forward to coming here on Tuesdays and Thursdays or Mondays and Wednesdays, whatever the days they come is. So
Remick says the program is different because the facility is family-driven. Every treatment room features an observation window. Parents can watch, listen, and learn how the staff is teaching their children. The staff also works with students to complete homework, a common source of frustration between kids and parents.
So we have a half-hour homework component in there where we're helping kids get the homework. So maybe twice a week, families can do a little more family activity since we're focusing on getting their homework done with them.
Growing up without a disability is hard enough. Growing up with one can be unbearable. We've got links to support groups and other resources on our website, wbhm.org. For WBHM, I'm Donna Francavilla.